good to be here tonight. Tiffany, it's good to see you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Can you turn to Galatians tonight? Galatians 5. And I realize I'm the only thing standing between you and that food over that kitchen. Amen. I am. Because it's my party. Amen. I'm not trying to be smart at it or nothing. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I believe we need to hear what I'm fixing to say tonight. Galatians 5, 16. Did I tell you wrong, Brother Bruce? Oh. Amen. Galatians 5, 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things ye would." Seem like he's giving us a message there. Would you please listen to me tonight? I want to speak tonight and use this thought. Man can control who the winner is. That didn't go over too good. Let me try it again. Man or woman can control who the winner is. Because it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the thing that you would." Father, I'm asking you right now, dear God, help me just a few moments, Lord. And I give you the praise, you the glory, and you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to pray when I get through, okay? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man can control who the winner is tonight, amen. A lot of time, friend, the devil might get us down and the devil might try to discourage us and try to make us believe a lie. But the Bible says tonight that the devil is a liar and the father of all lies, and the truth is not in him tonight, amen. He will tell us, friend, things, friend, that is not true tonight and try to get us down. He will tell us that we are a loser tonight and ain't no way we can be a winner tonight. But I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. The Bible said that if God be for us, then who can be against us tonight? The Bible said greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 A lot of times tonight, amen, we lose this in our mind tonight. Amen. The devil will begin to tell us tonight, amen, and put it in our mind, you are a failure tonight. It ain't no need to even try. It ain't no need even to, amen, to make attempt at it, because you ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you one thing. What we need to do is quit listening at the devil tonight and quit making the devil put things in our mind tonight. And we need to begin to talk to him and tell him, you listen at me, devil. Amen. The Bible tells me tonight that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world tonight. The Bible tells me tonight I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me tonight. Come on now. What I'm saying, I said, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it tonight. Man, I said, man can control who is the winner tonight. Amen. Not the devil tonight. I'm telling you, God is on our side. God has equipped us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God has equipped us with power over the demons of hell. God has equipped us with the power over the flesh tonight. And if we would only realize it tonight, we let the devil tell us things in our mind when we need to stand up and say, "You are a lying devil. You are a fallen angel. I can go to heaven, but you will never be able to go to heaven and inherit eternal life with Jesus Christ." Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Watch this. Man can control who the winner is. Huh? Amen, amen. Israel got at the Red Sea. Wow! Look at that. We doomed now. We doomed now. Friend, let me tell you what. If you have in hell in your life tonight, friend, the devil's making you believe you can't overcome. If you got marital problems tonight, the devil's telling you tonight, amen, you ain't going to overcome it tonight. Come on now. But I'm telling you tonight, friend, man, I said man can control who is a winner tonight, amen. Israel was a nation of over 2 million people or better, amen. And the enemy had them backed up against the Red Sea. They could not go to the right and they could not go to the left, amen. They could not go across the Red Sea and they sure didn't want to go back. And the devil probably began to tell them in their mind, amen, you might as well just give up right now because you're going back to Egypt and you're going to be slaves for the rest of your life. But one man stood up. I said man can control who the winner is tonight. Come on. I said one man stood up and said, "Stand and see the salvation of God." Hallelujah. Come on. I said one man stood and said, "Stand and see the salvation of the Lord." I feel like Joshua tonight. I said, "I feel like Joshua tonight. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." You can let the enemy have your home. You can let the enemy have your children. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm going to choose. I'm going to control. I'm going to control who the winner is in my life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, you understand what I'm talking about. Amen. 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 The Bible said in his case with thanksgiving and his court with praise. You might say, "Brother Freeman, I'm not worthy to walk into the house of God worshiping and praising Almighty God." But let me tell you what that the Word said. Enter, 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 enter with praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't matter what you've been through. It don't matter what you face. Hallelujah. You can control. Come on now. You can control your destiny of your soul tonight by walking into the house of God and worshiping and praising God. Some people say, "Oh, well, I ain't going to be a hypocrite." Some people say, "I ain't going to be a hypocrite. I don't believe a worshiper is a hypocrite." Let me say that again. I don't believe a worshiper is a hypocrite. Come on now. The Bible said God heareth not sinner, but worshiper. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care how far out of sin you have been. Come on now. Man control who the winner is tonight. Oh, Brother Bennett, you hear what I'm saying here tonight? Sister Hetty, you hear what I'm saying here tonight? Sister Melissa, you hear what I'm saying here tonight? Man, control who the winner is. Come on now. Amen. A just man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. He gets back up. Come on now. It don't say that, but it says he. Man, control who the winner is. sister. Hallelujah. Man controls who the winner is. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? Come on now. The devil tell you to give up. The devil tell you slow you. But I'm here to tell you, he's a liar. I'm the father of all lies. And the truth is not in him. Come on now. Hard times don't last, girl. I said hard times don't last. But tough people do last. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Thank you, mighty God. That's in my sister. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you. Did you hear that song come? Hallelujah! Yes, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about man controls who the winner is tonight. Amen. Women, let me tell you one thing. You can control whether or not you win in your home tonight. You can control whether or not you win with your spouse tonight. You can control whether or not you win with your children tonight. Amen. Why are you saying that tonight? The Bible teaches us tonight that Jesus Christ is for us tonight. Jesus Christ is on our side tonight. Jesus Christ said, Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. I would never leave you, and I would never forsake you. Come on here. A lot of time we forsake Jesus Christ, by the way. But Jesus Christ said, Lord, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Hallelujah. Amen. What he's trying to tell you, you can control. You can control. You can control who the winner is tonight. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. The Bible said, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Melissa, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Shirley. Yes, go ahead, Sister Brandy, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, Brother Billy, hallelujah. I'm talking about man. Man controlled who the winner is. Get something for Wednesday night, you want to come? Go ahead, hallelujah! Amen. I believe what old Moses was trying to tell them. Have some faith. Have some faith, Israel. Amen. God led you out of Israel, in Egypt, by a strong and a mighty hand. God's able to deliver you right now. I'm talking about man can control who the winner is. Hallelujah. I'm talking about revival. I'm talking about revival tonight. We control tonight whether this church is going to have revival or whether it's not going to have revival tonight. Because man controls who the winner is. The Bible said, quench not the spirit. Go ahead, Anna. Go ahead. Come on out. That's what I'm talking about here tonight. You control who the winner is. You control who the winner is, Brother Paul. Hallelujah. I ain't felt this liberty in the last few nights, friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about men and women control who the winner is. Go ahead, Sister Brandy, you control it tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, Brother Freeman, the devil has put bad things in my mind. Amen. Won't you turn around and begin to put the thought of love in your mind? Won't you turn around and put the thought of peace in your mind? Won't you turn around and put the peace, amen, the thought of joy in your mind tonight? Hallelujah. Because man controlled who the winner is tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about man controls who the winner is tonight. You go right ahead and pray. I'm going to finish this in a minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Scripture says we are more than conquerors through Him. Jesus said in Revelation, I believe, I shall be your God and you shall be my sons. You shall overcome as I overcame. Come on. Jesus said you shall overcome as I overcame. Well, it sounds right there. He said, you control who's going to be the winner. Then he turned around and said, I shall be your God and you shall be my son. Amen, amen. Just keep on a worshiping, Sister Melissa, and y'all hear me. Let me finish this if I may. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I could go on to Legion there. Amen. I could go on right now, but I want to go to one more thought. Amen. There was a man that had palsy. Amen. He was bedridden. Couldn't go nowhere. But Jesus Christ was in town. And when Jesus Christ was in town, some of his friend heard about him in a house preaching and teaching. The Bible said there was four men picked this man up with palsy. Amen. And carried him to where Jesus Christ was. Amen. The Bible said when they got to the house, amen, it was a full house. Amen. And they tried to go in the door. They couldn't get to where Jesus was. Amen. They tried to go to the window. They couldn't get to the window because of the crowd. The Bible said then they went unto the top of the roof. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Angels didn't do this, but four unnamed men done this. Four unnamed men, amen, hallelujah, that controlled who the winner was going to be. Amen. They had that cot with that man with palsy upon it. Hallelujah. And the Bible said they went to the top of the roof there and they began to tear the roof off it to get him to where Jesus was. You know why? Because they knew in their heart, we're going to be the one that can control whether or not this guy is going to be healed or whether or not he's going to be healed tonight. Church, you can walk into the house of God. You can bind the servant if you want. You can worship God if you want. And let me tell you what, that we can control who the winner is going to be in the house of Almighty God. Amen. They begin to tear the boards off the top of the roof, Brother Wayne. Come on now. They pull one board of pride off. They pull another board of rebellious off. They pull another board of hatred off. They pull another board of past failure until they was able to lower Jesus Christ and lower that man down to where Jesus Christ is it, James? Said, I count it joy when I fall into diverse temptation. James said, I count it joy. What he said, I control my attitude whether I'm going to win or not. Closing with this. Don't nobody be offended when I'm finna say, but I'm gonna say it. We went with anime in a house the other day, look at it. Good price was on. House wasn't in bad shape. Well, a lot of work was needed to be done. But roaches was carrying the house away. It's not a shame to be poor, but I believe it's a shame to be poor and dirty. Please don't be offended in what I'm saying. We were poor as old Job's turkey when we was kids, but we kept everything clean. I didn't know roaches existed when I was a kid. I didn't know termites existed. We had wooden blocks underneath the house, but they was on them old hearted pine. And them rolling, them turn mice would not eat through that stuff. You ain't getting what I'm saying. Roaches will come, but human man can control whether they stay. Let me break it on down. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. We can control what goes on in our home. Who said that over there? Say it again. We can control what is in our home, whether our home is going to be the winner or not. Giving up is not the answer. We need to have a spirit like Winston Churchill did. Amen. We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them in the air. We will fight them on the sea. We will fight them in the city. But we will never, 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 never. Summertime, he said, never give up. Israel, Great Britain suffered a loss, didn't they, Brother Wayne? But because of a prime minister like Winston Churchill that had a spirit, you ain't hey, touch you. We got victory. We got victory. Amen. We're going to fight them on the land. We're going to fight them on the beach. We're going to fight them in there. We're going to fight them at sea. But we will never give up. Oh, honey, let me tell you what you need to start doing in your home. You need to start having some prayer meetings. I said, we need to start having some prayer meetings in homes. We need to start taking some oil and anointing them homes with oil. Amen. We control who the winner is. How's thing in your home, Bug? How things in your home, Cornelia? Amen. When they moved in that house, they asked us, if y'all would, let's go over there and y'all anoint that place. Because me and Cornelia been having a lot of problem amongst each other. We went over there one night. Amen. After I ate a bunch of chicken there, and we went over there and we took that oil and we began to go through that house and we began to anoint everything in that house. And he said, just everything's good now. Why, friend? Because man controls who the winner is.
We ain't been nothing but blessed financially and all since we did that.
Bring this out, if I may. Legion was a man that was possessed with 2,000 plus demons. A man at the campground said that when Legion fell down on his knees and began to worship Jesus, it was the demons in hell that was worshiping Jesus. I heard Jeff Arnold preached it like this. It wasn't the demons that was worshiping him, but even the demons of hell could not override the human will of man. Amen. Because once the demon was out of the man was still sitting by Jesus, clothed and in a right mind, talking with Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. I understand both aspects of this, but let me tell you, I believe this right here. Amen. Human will is the second greatest force in the world. I believe the first greatest force is love, because God is love. Amen. But human will, even though possessed with demons and demons of hell, is trying to destroy you, friend. I believe our human will is greater than the demons of hell. Why? Because man controls who the winner is. I know y'all don't agree with me. Amen. Man controls who the winner is tonight. We got power over the demons of hell. And I realize what the man said. Amen. The man was saying this. Amen. Even the demons of hell, amen, worship the Creator. But they was cast out of heaven because they wouldn't worship Him, but began to, amen, worship the devil. But we control who the winner is. Red Star, we ain't going down. I said, we ain't going down. Amen. I'm saying we not defeated. Alicia, we control who the winner is in our homes. Come on now, I'm preaching to you tonight. Dustin, Jake, we control who the winner is tonight. Amen. Bennett and Hedy, we control who the winner is tonight. Melissa, we control who the winner is tonight. Not the devil. I said, not the devil. Amen. The devil ain't got power over us. Come on now. He can't even override our human will tonight. But if we let him talk, get in our mind tonight, he might try to defeat us tonight. But we tonight, friend, can control who the winner is. Have I made any sense? Whew. This here is 6th straight service that I have preached in. And I'm bushed. Oh, but God is good, isn't He? Oh, God's great. God is great. Amen. You might say, Brother Freeman, I'm lost. You can control whether you're lost or saved. You hear what I said? You might say, Brother Freeman, I'm lost tonight. But you can control whether you lost or saved tonight. Because the word says, come unto me all ye. Amen. That is burdened and heavy laden. And I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke and my burdens are light. But Brother Bennett, it goes on and says, but the ways of a transgressor are hard. We control. We control who the winner are, Jason. Amen. You don't have to stay backslid. Do you, Brother Bennett? You don't have to stay backslid. We control, friend, what goes on at our home. We control what goes on in our life. We control everything. But we control who the winner is tonight. I want all the kids.